Have you noticed that people aren't using must so much anymore?
That's what they say.
I must say I'm amazed.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan, and we must talk about must.
Yes, we must.
The anticipation of all this is just making me mental, I must say.
It's on the decline?
It is. Linguists have been tracking these modals, these helping verbs or auxiliary verbs, and must has been on the decline for most of the 20th century into the 21st, and it's not alone. Other modals like might and shall are also in decline.
But there are two different uses of the word must, right?
There are, and one is healthier than the other. So the use of must to express likelihood, so you come in and your shoes are wet and I say, oh, it must be raining, that one's doing okay. But the one to express obligation, like, I must run errands, that one, not as healthy.
So what are we replacing must with?
Well, it's interesting. When I tell people must is on the decline, at first they look horrified. And then they think about it and they think, I really don't use must so much anymore because what I say is have to. I have to run errands.
I don't. I say have to.
So do I. And if we didn't have such a standardized spelling system, we would spell it H-A-F-T-A.
Is hafta a word?
You know, I would say it is. It's a new word. It's what linguists would call an emerging modal, and it's coming in as must declines.
So there's another one that's on the decline as well, and I get this from my favorite English movies, old English movies. I shall, I shan't.
If my people break the law, they shall be punished. Until that day, they shall be protected.
That's gone too, isn't it?
Well, it's not totally gone, but shall is a dying modal. And I have to say that I find it hard to say shall with a straight face in a lot of contexts. That the one place we'll say it is something like, shall we, as an invitation, shall we? But then if you answer, we shall, you sort of have to smile and acknowledge that it's kind of a joke to say, we shall go.
So must has become musty. It's kind of sad, isn't it?
It is. And mustn't might be dead.
You mustn't let them treat you that way.
Well, and shall we meet again here next week to talk about some more fabulous words?
It seems to me like a must.